W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of The Ministry of Bodies, Life and Death in a Modern Hospital by Seamus O'Mahony, narrated by Aidan Kelly. Introduction. This book is based on notes, not really a diary, I kept over the last 8 months of my career as a doctor. I decided to retire some months after I started writing these notes. I left just before the thing. The world I have written about now seems remote, a time of lost content. The Ministry is a large Irish teaching hospital where I worked for many years. The events and people I have written about are set in a variety of locations, including the emergency department, the general wards, the intensive care unit, the outpatient clinic, and the endoscopy unit. I have quoted numerous emails as they give a flavour not only of the Ministry's institutional culture, but also of the foolishness of contemporary healthcare. These emails came from a variety of sources, including hospital management, the regional health service headquarters, the Dublin-based head office of the health service, the local medical school, and, most numerous, individuals at the Ministry who felt their message merited the attention of all users. Every day seemed to be consecrated to raising my awareness of a different disease, disability, field of research, or human virtue. These communications were so numerous that I could easily have spent my days reading them instead of seeing patients. Writing about real patients is difficult. I plead the usual weaselly disclaimer. Every patient described in this book is a composite of several people I have known over nearly four decades. I have altered their personal details so comprehensively that no individual can be identified. Writing about other doctors is even more difficult. Those I admired, I have presented largely unaltered. The others, like the patients, are amalgams of many doctors I have worked with over the years in hospitals in three countries. If you think you recognize yourself in these pages and do not like what you hear, tell yourself that this is a novel. And any similarity to actual persons, as they say, is purely coincidental. The Ministry and Me. I have put more thought into the purchase of certain suits than into my choice of career. I had no pressing sense of philanthropy or vocation. Nowadays, when all aspiring entrants to medical school routinely and formulaically declare their altruism, this
sample complete. Ready to continue?